This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies with you live from D.C. on 106.7 The Fan. You can watch us on NBC Sports Washington, and we are presented, as always, by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. Because it works, visit EMP180.com and get empowered. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, February 20th, 2019. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Pickle.
Is there anybody out there? Is anybody up?
Could be.
Oh, the salt truck drivers are.
That's true.
Johnny Cakes Auville is here.
Hello. Good morning, everybody.
And Jason Bishop.
Man, there must have been about 50 of them on the toll road.
Oh, really? Yesterday was the first day I ever noticed, and I'm sure it's been happening for years because I know they treat the roads. But it's the first time I ever really actually noticed the telltale signs of the streaks in the roads.
Mm-hmm.
What actually are they putting down? Is it a liquid? Is it a? It didn't look like it was a salt.
I passed
at least one
truck that was putting down some sort of liquid solution.
It's a liquid solution, right?
Yeah,
it leaves like four or five streaks
in
the middle of the road.
Mm-hmm.
Has to counteract whatever wintry mix is falling and melts.
Yeah, it definitely has an impact.
The first round of the snow that's coming.
I'm just curious as to what it is.
Oh, I don't know.
You know, putting it down 24 hours in advance, and I was driving in this morning, you still see the streaks in the street. So it's pretty crazy. Last night they said it was going to hit around 4 a.m., so a bunch of people, I know JP and Cakes, got hotels.
Shocker, the first thing I saw when I walked into the hotel was a bald guy saddled up at the bar buying a Sam Adams.
Yeah, exactly.
That was Johnny Cakes.
Johnny Cakes.
You had to get that Sam Adams.
Of course. Right. That was my nightcap.
I hung out there for like 10
minutes.
Well,
the most important part of a hotel is having a hotel bar.
Absolutely.
I won't stay there if they don't have one.
Yeah,
by the way, those are called drill lines, apparently.
Drill lines. What is
some
in it?
Some sort of a solution.
Some sort of liquid.
That just will melt the ice when it hits, I guess. Yeah.
It's definitely important. I know I've been caught before when some of these storms kind of surprise you. And when the roads aren't treated, it is a nightmare.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they definitely have an impact.
They were out there.
And they were laying it down yesterday. The storm was supposed to hit at 4 a.m. And then late last night, somebody had pushed it back, I'd heard, to 6 a.m. I'll tell you, when I got up this morning, it almost felt like it was in the 40s. It feels like it's too warm for some sort of snowstorm, but maybe it's going to bring in a bunch of cold air. Should be hitting any
moment. From the hotel? The two-block walk, it felt chilly.
Oh, did it?
But I also had a room which felt chilly.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Well, you know you can adjust the thermostat.
I did. I bumped up the heat to 70. I don't go beyond 70.
70 should be fine. Sometimes 72.
Put mine down to 67. It was nice and
crisp. You made it nice and cold.
Crisp.
My kids swear
I was cold.
There's research that you sleep better the colder you are.
Maybe.
For me, it's not true.
Maybe. But my problem is I've become so finicky when it comes to the pillow. I'm used to my pillows at home, and these were big, fluffy pillows.
Yep.
And I always struggle. I have to kind of go to the corner of the pillow.
Yeah.
Did not have the best of sleep. Plus, before I drove to D.C., I took a shower at home around 8 o'clock. And shampoo, I mean, this never happens. I would think I'm pretty much an expert at showers, but shampoo went right into my left eye, and it's blurred my vision, and I have like a teary left eye, and it hasn't stopped.
My eyes are going
crazy. It feels
crazy.
Like when you have an eyelash in your eye.
Maybe you do have something in there.
I don't know. Shampoo.
Well, maybe you got an eyelash stuck in there, too.
But I think Cakes had to have had at least another beer, because I swear, were you on floor number 9?
Yes.
I think he walked by me. I was watching TV, and I was like, oh, he was down there for a while.
How could you know he walked by you?
I heard him chirping.
Here was my evening. I got to Homewood, dropped off my car. And I had a rendezvous with Tommy DeLay in blue shorts at the Big Stick.
Oh, you went to the Big Stick before
yeah, that
you
was
even
the
hung out with Dar.
Yeah. And love all the local haunts.
It was at the courtyard. That was the nightcap.
Big party.
That was the end of the evening. So, yeah, big stick first, walked down the courtyard, had the nightcap, Betty bye.
Got you. So only did one Sam Adams?
One Sam Adams at the bistro. Three drinks at the Big Stick.
Oh, so four.
Yeah, it was quite an evening.
So, Eric, the stuff that they lay down is brine. So the stuff that you baste your turkey with, before Thanksgiving, yeah. That's the same thing that they put on the roads.
What is it?
It's brine? Salt.
Yeah, it's salt. Yeah, it's
salt.
Like a liquid salt, I guess.
Yeah, it's amazing.
But
the storm's definitely coming. It's already starting to snow out west.
I can concur with TV, though. It is interesting that there is a huge push for us to do shows when we probably have the least amount of listeners on the road.
Yeah.
School was canceled. It seemed like for Montgomery County, where three of us live in Maryland.
About 4 o'clock yesterday?
Yeah.
4:30.
Yeah, in the afternoon.
4 o'clock.
It was the afternoon. They made a decision. Yeah. You're not going to school. So
I think Howard County called it at noon.
They were the earliest.
I actually have no problem with them calling it because I think it seems so obvious it's going to hit.
But parents have to decide what they're going to do, especially if they have the younger kids.
Yeah.
It puts people in a bind, for sure.
A lot
of
people have to take off work.
Yeah. Correct.
But we don't get a snow day.
Nope.
There's no such thing in the broadcasting business.
We are essential employees.
That's
what we are.
It seems stupid because we're not, but somebody asked me the other day when I was at the volleyball tournament on Monday. They said, so the show's off, show's off today? There was dead air or something. And that's kind of like what they were insinuating. I was like, no. We got like guest hosts. Or
what are you talking about?
You can't
dead air.
They bring in Andy Poland.
There's no show off. Like right. They got to run something.
Absolutely.
They're always running something.
I tell people it's just like TV.
Yeah. There are no days
TV's
off.
Always on.
Yeah.
This is like a hospital.
There's always someone at the news desk.
It's right. Like a hospital. It's a weird, this place doesn't close. It's always open.
Exactly.
24/7, 365 days a year.
Speaking of TV, at the hotel, which the station put us up at, no Big Ten Network, couldn't find the Maryland game. It was a little tilting because I was listening to it in the car, and then it comes down to a buzzer beater. Nice win for Maryland. Huge win.
Well, potential buzzer beater for Iowa.
Okay, but a tip-in for Maryland to give them the lead.
There was still 8 seconds left.
I mean, I got to read it.
That's a good win because
first road win against a ranked opponent since 2008. Unbelievable.
Isn't that crazy?
That's a dry spell.
That is unbelievable.
And Iowa had been playing really well, and Anthony Cowan had not. Anthony Cowan had probably three or four consecutive dud games, including the Michigan and Purdue game where he was just awful. He had 6 turnovers in the Purdue game, and he played well. He shot the ball well from three at least, 5 for 10, and only had 1 turnover. So, yeah, it's a big win for them.
Terps do this bad bit where they build a lead.
Oh, yeah, they had like an 11-point lead.
Yeah. And then they just let it fizzle away.
I think that's because of the
inexperience,
youth, pace of play, all that stuff. Don't have great shooters.
They don't need to learn how to step on a team's throat.
Yeah. Hey, second youngest team in the league, or in the country, excuse me. So,
but that's 2 wins against ranked opponents in the last week.
Yeah, Purdue at home and then
it's a big win.
On the road at Iowa.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. No snow days for the Junks. We're live, even though actually it's not snowing.
It's coming. I felt guilty in retrospect.
We get this email from CK. He's panicking because I guess he's traveling. He's trying to make sure not just our show, but the midday show, Grant and Danny, that they're set up. And Grant Paulson apparently had a big fail because he tried to go to Florida early.
Mm-hmm.
He tried to do the responsible thing. He tried to get ahead of the weather.
He got stuck in Charlotte, apparently.
So that's where he is now?
Well, initially, not only that, I believe he initially was supposed to fly out of Reagan because it's 5 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he missed, his flight was like delayed, so that messed up his connecting flight, like to get from Atlanta down to West Palm. So then he switched airports, and then he wound up flying to Charlotte.
Who is this?
This is Grant. He's on some sort of wackadoo travel
odyssey. Because they're
supposed
to be doing shows from spring training.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be down in West Palm, and he wanted to get a jump so he didn't get stuck in the snow.
Right.
He leaves, there's no sign of snow, and somehow he gets stuck in an airport in Charlotte.
Brutal.
So, is he going to be able to get to Florida today?
Who knows? I guess he'll scramble and try to find some flight from Charlotte to West Palm or someplace close.
I don't know
where
Channel 4 is. That might be Leesburg, but it looks like it's coming down pretty hard out west. Hadn't hit here yet. Is it snowing here yet, Valdez? Can you see out the
window?
It
wasn't as of 6 a.m.
No, I have the window open. No snow.
Yeah.
Been monitoring.
Yet.
Now, I think they say it's only supposed to snow for like 4 or 5 hours. It's supposed to be pretty quick.
Yeah, and then the sleet and then the ice come after that.
Yeah.
Could be a mess.
All right,
let's go
to
the phones. I just hope I can get home okay.
It's not annoying.
You can give us a snow report.
All right, let's go to Kevin. This is one of the least traffic days I can remember going into work. I mean, there was nobody on
the
road.
No cars on the road when I drove in.
Like, I mean, I can't remember ever being deserted.
Yeah, I mean, no one's going
short
to work.
Short before a storm hit.
Is the government closed today?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
It's not about the snow. Everybody's home waiting to see what Bryce Harper's going to do.
Oh, that's true.
I'm sure that's what it is.
Kevin Charlestown, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks. How are you, buddy?
What's up, guys? At least you got one listener on the road, right?
There you go. That's right. Nice. What's up, man?
Coming through Charlestown into Loudoun County now, and it's coming down. And I'm in a line of cars. All these donks are out here with me, but we're moving real slow.
Oh,
so
you
are? It's going to be a long ride for me.
What are you going, about 25 miles an hour, something like that?
26,
exactly. Nailed it, Case. It's going to take us a while to get home.
That forces you to work, because a lot of people are taking today off.
Well, actually, we got the inventory count at work, so it's actually a good day to go in, so I won't have anything else to do. So,
What do you do then?
Duty calls.
What do you do?
I work for a building supply company.
Gotcha.
So our year started, so we got to get it done. But duty calls, got to get that paycheck.
Exactly.
There you go.
All right.
Well, you're going to inventory
be
today.
Safe out there,
somebody
pal.
Lenny Dykstra's.
It's just
who knows. I don't know what a building supply. What would they have?
Case just
2x4s,
nails,
sure. Hammers,
bricks, cinder blocks, concrete.
Sure. Right.
I don't know.
Well, don't buildings need toilet paper as well? We'd have everything.
I don't know.
Cleaning supplies.
I don't know what to tell you. Man, for something like that, sure. So the Bryce Harper sweepstakes did not end yesterday. Maybe it will today. Maybe it won't. Maybe it'll drag on for months. But Manny does sign, of course. $300 million deal with the Padres, which I guess surprised some people. They didn't know the Padres were that serious about throwing out that kind of money. I know the White Sox GM, Kenny Williams, said he had to put on sunglasses to hide the shock in his eyes. He couldn't believe that the Padres were that serious.
Well, I read yesterday they had a very low payroll. Now they add $30 million a year.
Yeah, gets them to about 110.
Theoretically, they believe they can still add Bryce Harper.
Yeah, but then somebody, Bob Nightingale, I think, poo-pooed that. Later and said they are officially out on Bryce. Knows?
I don't think they're going to lock up $600 million in two players.
There were a lot of reports written yesterday about the teams that are still in the mix, and people still aren't ruling out the Yankees just because they do have the financial wherewithal, if they decide to, that they could outbid everybody, even though there's been really no indication of any interest from them. But allegedly, the Giants are still hanging in there, even though Bryce has shown no inclination to want to sign.
I think the Giants are only offering the short terms. Yeah.
Yeah. The Phillies appear to be the favorite, but I don't think Bryce is in a hurry to sign there.
Yeah, I read, there's a million articles and so many articles and people have been wrong that you don't know what to take seriously. But one of the things that I read yesterday was that Bryce is hesitating.
Yeah. He doesn't really
want to
go there.
His heart is not in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've been saying that for weeks.
Yeah,
you don't want to play in Philly.
But if
they're going to offer $325 million over 10 years, it's probably going to bite.
I guess. I will backtrack, though. If it's $310, I'm not a booer, and I personally would never do it. But if you wanted to boo for going for the extra $1 million a year, go ahead. Boo it up. Because, why wouldn't you just stay at home where you're comfortable? You guys have a track record going to playoffs. Having some of the best records in baseball.
I would say that these teams that were in the mix for Manny are probably a little bit more desperate now to get Bryce.
Right.
The White Sox really wanted him. They offered 8 years and 275 or whatever it was. The Phillies were talking to him. All these teams were talking to Manny but didn't want to give him the 10 years, $300 million. Maybe they didn't want to give the opt-out. But I think that now they'll start getting desperate. Maybe the number goes up for Bryce.
I think the number is going to go up.
Yep.
I think it is for sure.
I mean, if you're Manny, there's no chance he wanted to play in San Diego.
Well, maybe.
There's just no way that was his number one choice. It was his number one choice when he found out that was the most money.
It's just such a beautiful
lifestyle.
Place.
I read
such
some
a
things
beautiful
like,
place.
For lifestyle, for 10 years, you're going to be there.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they sold him on, hey, this is how we're going to become competitive, and we're going to be a contender,
right.
And you're going to be the cornerstone, and you're going to be able to play shortstop, not third base.
Is that the team that they've been hyping up their young prospects?
Tatis. Fernando Tatis Jr. is their top prospect.
I love is the teams that bring in supposedly Manny's best friends, and then he doesn't sign there.
Hey, and that was what, Chicago?
I think Chicago.
Big surprise.
Well, his brother-in-law plays for him.
One of Manny's biggest fans is following him out to San Diego, I think, later this week.
That's just coincidence.
Matt Valdez.
That's just a coincidence.
He's so excited for Manny signing in San Diego, he's going out there next week.
Yeah.
He's going to have to tee it up.
The little piece of your heart break.
Or this week.
What? Even though he was already gone, this, you know, a long-term deal in San Diego, or are you just so over Manny, it's no big deal?
I mean, I was over him when he was on the Dodgers.
I understand.
But I told Laura last night, I said, we got to get Manny, my dog, a Padres collar.
Or change his name. I mean, you need to file
the
paperwork
to change
his name.
Here's the thing about Manny. I mean, he's not going to win anything there. And I could see him opting out of the five-year deal and going to play for a team that has a chance to win.
Well, I could see it, of course, because you could re-up at like age 31.
Yep. Yeah, but they could end up being a good team in 3 years. Teams turning around.
True. But you look at their starting rotation, tell me any names you recognize.
No, I think it would be, it'd have to be down the road.
All right. Should mention on the show today, Todd Reirden, Capitals coach, joins us at 8 o'clock. We will talk more about the Bryce Harper situation. David Sampson, MLB analyst for CBS HQ, joins us at 7:20. We're also taking your calls at 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Nice to see our guy Grant Paulson is checking in already this morning.
Oh, he is.
He just tweeted us, Cakes. Huge fail. Listening live from the Charlotte airport. Spent the night here after getting in after midnight.
Wow, that is dreadful.
Where is he sleeping?
He's got to be just like tweeted stretched him out back. Like the row of chairs, I would guess.
That's got to be the worst night's
sleep.
Here's
what I tweeted him back. Keep trying to be ambitious. Because the whole deal was his entire show, Grand Danny and the two producers, Tom and Brendan, were booked at the same hotel that Cakes and I were booked at. We received an email from the big boss, Chris Kinard, 6 rooms booked. So when I saw Cakes' bald head saddled up at the bar, and then I saw Tom and Brendan sitting in a booth, I figured their whole band was there. You two guys had emailed CK and said you couldn't pull it. I figured Grant was there. And then Tom started telling the story of how Grant wanted to go out to Florida early to grab some interviews with the Comrex, and now he's stuck in Charlotte.
That's brutal. Sorry, GP.
Well,
that sucks.
Disgusting.
So did he say on the tweet if he's going to be able to get out of Charlotte today?
He did not. He can call us, 800-636-1067.
Yeah, what else?
In case you don't know the number.
We got nothing but time.
Now, is it actually snowing there, or it's coming there?
Oh, in Charlotte?
Yeah.
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Apparently it's snowing here now.
It is snowing here. It's snow. A lot of people are texting me on the zip line saying it's coming down
like
pretty
Tyson's.
Heavy in Fairfax and Loudoun and Spotsylvania. It's coming down.
Well, you want to give me a report on the G-Dub Parkway and Gaithersburg?
Oh, I think it's going to be
a poop show. A pain in the butt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just be prepared for that.
Now, I've always found, as long as you have four-wheel drive, that you can drive through almost anything, you just got to drive slow.
I didn't bring four-wheel drive today. Pretty smart.
What are you doing?
Is
it at least front-wheel drive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's not going to, I mean.
Front wheel will be okay for the most part.
I'm going to have to drive really slow, and that's going to be a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
It'll take me forever.
It's kind of a brain fart to not drive the four wheel drive.
Yeah, just didn't really think about it. Wanted to leave my truck for my wife in case she needed it.
Right. I threw in there the old Valdezi. I threw in there a blanket and an extra bottle of water.
Very good.
Just in
this
case.
Is Matt Valdez.
It's for survival.
Just
do you
in
like
case.
Surviving?
That's very smart.
Do you like staying alive?
Pack of crackers, too. Pack
what if
crackers.
It was, like, treacherous, and I slide off the road, and, like, takes hours to get me.
Now you're thinking.
Yeah, you need some saltines to get you through, yeah, to sustain you.
I didn't bring any food. I just brought that water.
There's monumental vending right here.
Absolutely.
Well, hopefully they've been out there all night. So hopefully the roads aren't as bad because they've been prepping them.
And they shouldn't be bad because there shouldn't be many people on the roads.
Nobody.
Nobody came to work today.
There won't be anybody.
There's
on the
nobody
roads.
Listening to the show today.
Just the one building supply guy.
There's one guy in Charlestown.
Right.
That's it. And
if
GP.
You want to call us, 800-636.
Nobody's watching NBC Sports because everyone's sleeping.
Some people may be watching, like the early risers.
Yeah, but they're sleeping. They're getting that extra sleep.
Most likely.
If they're
like
smart,
those old
yeah.
codgers that call in from, you know, Roanoke. they might be
maybe
watching.
The retired community.
Right.
We do seem to be growing in the retired community.
We do
demo.
Seem to be skewing old. Yeah.
Slay well,
TV markets.
Slay well in the 55-plus demo.
Yeah, we're
so,
killing
I mean,
there.
I told you, I think I was doing the show with Cakes. We do so many two-man shows in different formations, but we had an 85-year-old caller and a 75-year-old caller back-to-back.
Yeah,
back.
We're skewing super old
back
that week.
Back-to-back.
Nice, man. Hey, they still have money. They still can spend.
Mm.
Our bonus, though.
They're way out of the demo.
Did you guys see the viral photo of Phil Mickelson playing golf yesterday in his shorts?
I saw a video yesterday when we were discussing it.
Did see it, yes.
So you saw it with his big calves that were making.
Yeah. Big muscular calves.
Yeah, and it's like, how could a guy be so doughy, man boobs, and have such ripped, like bodybuilders would kill for those calves.
He probably does a billion squats in a year.
He works out as much as anybody.
Not suggesting he doesn't, but it's unusual to have an upper body be so bloated and
he's just not
effeminate.
Cut. He's just not cut. I guarantee you, strong as an ox.
Although I see it
it's
other way around.
It's just not usual that you'd be ripped down low and then doughy up top.
I mean, usually
bizarre.
Not, but I see a lot of guys who are ripped up top.
But they have nothing down
bird legs because they're on the bench all the time.
That's normal.
They're racking weights.
That's very
they
do normal.
Nothing for legs.
It's very
what
unusual.
I'd say is, look,
that's just genetics.
I don't think golf, it's mostly genetics.
Genetics.
I don't think golf is that much of an athletic endeavor, but he's walking up hills all the time. You know, he's walking a lot.
He does put a lot of. Steps on those legs.
That's true. That's what it's got to be, I guess.
All right, Grant's called us, I guess, from the Charlotte airport.
Man, I couldn't think of
anything
more miserable.
Well, of course, he's got nothing else to do. Might as well call in.
So are you just like, Grant, are you just sitting on one of those like uncomfortable chairs and like a waiting, you know, like a terminal?
Have been all night, my friend.
You're Tom Hanks.
Oh.
Hey, can you tell us who you interviewed last night?
Yeah. A custodian?
I interviewed there was a 337-pound man snoring as loud as anyone's ever snored about 7 feet from me all night. So that was the closest interview I got.
Could you at least lay across like three chairs, or would that be verboten? Would that look gross?
No, well, you couldn't because they all have the arm bars, which actually are kind of cool and electronically savvy here in Charlotte. Mm-hmm. If you put your phone down on them, they charge without your phone being plugged in anything.
That's cool.
So that was one plus, I suppose. But
hey, Grant, was your flight canceled because the airplane couldn't get into the Charlotte airport, or is it tough to get out of the Charlotte airport?
So that's the fun part, Jason. I actually sat at Dulles, originally National, but then Dulles. Those are two different airports in our area, which was fun. But I sat in Dulles for about 3 hours. It got delayed like three or four times, took off eventually. Missed my connection by about 3 hours. So they'd been kind enough to already book my new connection today in Charlotte for this morning. But that just meant when I landed at like 12:30, have a 7:30 flight. I had enough time if I wanted to like go get a bag and then get in line to maybe get to a hotel for like 2 hours. But it just wasn't worth it.
Was the original Grant and Danny show plan to broadcast from National Spring Training Thursday, Friday?
Correct.
So you still on track. Fly back down today and you just decided – I don't want to risk it. I want somebody to be there. I'm ambitious. I will fly on Tuesday and let those other donks sleep at the hotel.
Yeah, I made a grave mistake. What I did was I thought that as a show, we needed to get down here some way, somehow. So I figured I would just come out tonight, a night early, or last night, whatever that is now. And I would get to Florida this morning, do the show from here, kind of down the line with Danny. In case he doesn't get out, because I'm assuming he and Dar are never going to make their flight today. Mm. Now, they're probably going to get on their flight at a perfect time, and everything will go swimmingly, and there won't be any snow in D.C. And then I'll look like a fool. But that was kind of the plan, was we've got two shows and a lot of guests booked, and guests have set us up pretty good, and I didn't want all that to go to waste.
So when do you think you'll be in Florida?
Well, so the flight's supposed to take off at 7:35, and I'm supposed to land at 9:35.
Okay.
So I would have.
So you're actually
going to
miss the whole
minutes.
Show. Oh no, no, because he doesn't go on until 10. So you'll make the show.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to be on at 10 a.m., but we're going to cut it
from somewhere.
He'll barely get there, yeah.
Right. Although he has the comrades.
The first segment of the show might be like an update via cell phone with my Uber driver almost at the Nats facility.
Gotcha.
I'll tell you what, the one guy I want to get on when we're down there, I don't know if you've booked him, but I want to get Brian Dozier on because I've seen so many interviews with Brian Dozier. You've probably met him before, but seems like a funny dude, good guy, down to earth. He'd be a good interview, I would think.
Super well-liked guy. Great interview. One area of his game that, and I really like the guy, he's awesome, that I don't love is he's first team, like all unwritten baseball rules, Team America World Police. But that's part of why he's super popular in the clubhouse. He's the kind of guy, if you bunt in the eighth inning in a 1-0 game when you've only given up two hits, he gets really upset. But I think he's going to be good for the Nats clubhouse. And he is an awesome guy. He's going to bring some power they need.
I could pass on Trey Turner.
I want to get him.
We don't really.
Yeah,
need
Trey
to
doesn't
Trey.
Like to talk too much.
He's not that much fun.
JP was trying to figure out exactly where he lived, like his
JP basically asked his address. Right.
Yeah. I said, "Where do you live?" I didn't say, "What's your address?"
He didn't seem. He
could have
like
said
talking.
Northwest DC, yeah, Georgetown.
He didn't want to tell anybody.
Crystal City.
I'm good with missing the Trey Turner interview.
Yeah, it's fine. Him,
you guys
going
to get to talk to Bryce when you come down here? You think or no?
I doubt it.
What do you think? How do you think the Machado news impacts Bryce? If at all.
I kind of thought as soon as it came down that it means Bryce is going to Philly now at 315 or 320 because he's got to break Machado's record. I was hearing last night, though, that that's not a lock, that San Diego, as an example, and the White Sox specifically, both were willing to pay Machado more than Harper, which no one's really talked about. I mean, is it definitively the case that Bryce is going to get more than Manny? I've always thought that was what everyone was kind of saying, but I don't know that's a slam dunk. And if the Phillies decide, who else is bidding on him but us? If it's just us right now at $300 million and the Nats have kind of backtracked and no one else is in on the conversation, and who are we bidding against? So I'm not sure that this thing ends today like I thought it was going to.
I thought it was too, yeah. What if the White Sox come and play now because they got to be desperate now that they missed out on Manny?
See, that's kind of the thought, right, is you're trying to figure out who jumps in now out of sheer desperation, and they're the one team that makes any sense because – they are the American League version, Jason, as you know, of the Padres. They've got a stacked system. Mm-hmm. They're on the verge of being pretty good pretty quickly. They've been terrible for a few years by design, just like San Diego. And they feel like they're a culture-changing veteran away from maybe having a shot to turn a corner. So I could definitely see them throwing some crazy money at Bryce, even though maybe people thought they weren't going to. But they were prioritizing Machado, and I think they were just blown away by his price tag.
Right.
Just, Grant, well, good luck. You got your flight coming up in about an hour.
It's good luck Megs to the and bacon, boys. Got about 16 minutes of sleep, so we're doing well.
Everything. I appreciate you listening to us, I'm assuming, on radio.com.
There
anytime,
is.
Anywhere.
Good plug. Great app. It's a great app.
It, by the way, is it even snowing yet? I'm now rooting for like 14 inches just because otherwise this was all a disaster.
It's definitely coming down
it
now.
It is, but it's only supposed to be for 4 or 5 hours, so we'll see. All right, thank you, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
Yep, yeah. Hang in there.
Grant Paulson.
It's just brutal. Sleeping in
trying to do the right thing.
His
trying
workout
to leave early.
Got the best of him.
Yeah. Can't
by the
relate.
Way, the news directors love these days, especially in the mornings.
Oh, they get such a chub.
Because they put all their guys in the live trucks.
Oh, yeah. I
they drive around the Beltway.
Truck. I walked by a live truck last night right around 9 o'clock. So I parked here at Homewood about 9 p.m., walked about a block and a half to the hotel. And I saw like a lady in the front seat.
Live
and the
trucks
whole crew
everywhere.
Just getting ready.
They're the only people on the road.
All right, let's get an update from our guy, Chuck Bell, the NBC4 meteorologist. This is his wheelhouse. Give us the latest, Chuck. When I went to bed last night, I thought it was supposed to hit at 4. I guess it's now about 6 when it really started to hit. What are we looking at here?
Well, you just weren't in the right place at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
It was snowing by 4 a.m. down towards Fredericksburg and Stafford in southern Maryland. So
gotcha.
It moved in. It was a 4 to 7 a.m. arrival time.
Right.
It was arriving from the south and west. So south and west got it a little bit first. But it's just about all snow everywhere now. It's on its way into parts of Frederick and Howard counties as well. And as advertised, and the storm has been behaving itself pretty well, which normally would give me great fear and trepidation. But so far, it's behaving itself. I think most areas will pick up a very quick 2 to 3 inches of snow between now and noontime today. Temperatures were actually above freezing all night, but as soon as the precipitation moved in, It evaporated as on its way to the ground, and much like those spray mister fans in the summertime, as that water evaporates as it gets closer to you, it lowers the temperature. That's what's happened this morning. So temperatures dropped 5 degrees in the last 4 hours in Washington, from 37 to 32. So this is all coming down as snow this morning. Everyone is at or below freezing now, with the lone exception of Annapolis by the bay. So expect a quick 2 to 3 inches between now and noon. And where the snow can last the longest, sort of the northern half of the listening area, that's where potentially you could get as much as 4 to 5 or 6 inches of snow up across northern Montgomery County, north of Leesburg, into northern Maryland. Southern Maryland probably pick up that same quick 2 to 3 inches, but they'll change to rain first across southern Maryland. That changeover should happen sometime around noontime, and between noon and 6, the change from snow to rain, also just like the arrival of the snow this morning, it comes in from the south and switches it all over. So most of the D.C. metro area, if you're expecting between 3 and 6 inches of snow, you're probably going to have your expectations met. It'll probably be more on the 3-inch line for the southern suburbs and closer to 6 for the northern suburbs. But plan on a 3 to 6-inch snow for the most part, ending as all rain tonight. It is pouring down rain now across parts of the Ohio Valley. That's what's coming our way later. Temperatures will stay above freezing all night tonight with the rain, and jump into the mid-50s tomorrow with clearing. So snow we get today, between the meltdown and the rain tonight and 50s tomorrow, it'll all be gone by sundown tomorrow.
Perfect.
And then it's supposed to be 70 on Sunday, correct?
Pretty darn close to it. I've got 65 on Sunday, but, you know, there are forecast models in the low 70s on Sunday.
That's,
it's going to be raining Sunday morning, and it is still February. So we could still get way into the 60s. 70, possible, certainly not completely outside the range.
Right.
If you want to do something fun on social media, if you've got the day off, the station does the Pat Collins Snow Stick Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So you go to Twitter, Pat's Snow Stick on Twitter. And the challenge for today is in honor of this week's Oscars. It's time to put on a snow. Act out a scene from your favorite movie. Dress up as your favorite movie character and tweet me a photo or video of it to Snow Stick Challenge. So if you don't like the snow, I recommend full antebellum garb, Scarlett O'Hara, frankly, my dear, yada, yada, yada.
It's bit day.
Oh, yeah,
hey, Chuck, real quick before we let you go, how bad are the roads from the reports?
Honestly, it's sticking right away. Anything that's untreated is covered with snow already. The big roads, 95, when I came in this morning up Massachusetts Avenue and over Rhode Island Avenue, they were covered in road chemical and salt. So if it's a treated surface, it's going to fare very, very well for this event, and especially where we trend above freezing later on in the day. I'd recommend not driving between now and noon if it's at all possible, just to give the road crews the ability to sort of keep ahead of it all. But any treated surface will be in pretty good shape most of the day. Anything not treated will be covered with snow really fast.
All right, Chuck, appreciate the insight and time.
Thank you. Thanks, pal. Appreciate it.
Have a good day, everybody. Enjoy the snow.
All right, Chuck.
Chuck,
I just got a text.
The Mattress Warehouse hotline.
Text said, Bish, it's going to take a long-ass time to get home.
No. Yeah, it probably will, especially because you don't have four-wheel drive.
You buy shit.
Well, okay, but, I mean, what are you going to – it'll still take you guys a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel more comfortable that I'm less likely to get stuck.
Maybe
than
I
you.
Can go over to the Homewood and get hooked.
You could.
I botched the move where I shut down my hotel room because I left the keys right in there.
Mine's wide open.
With a $2 tip. I don't know. I was there for 12 hours.
Why don't you just go back and say you forgot your key? You left your key
I guess
there.
I could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Checkout's not till 12.
Maybe I'll see one's doing at 10.
I've already got my nap scheduled. Nap scheduled.
It's an early nap. See, I'm usually a napper around 1 p.m. I like to have lunch, chill, maybe watch old TV, and then I take
my
nap.
I'm going to follow Chuck's advice. I'm not going to drive till at least noon.
So this means the kids will definitely have school tomorrow. It's all going to melt.
If it all melts, one would
say. It's all going to melt. It'll be 50.
Maybe some
They'll
delays.
Somehow get a 2-hour delay. They always do.
But there's a 100% chance they're having school tomorrow. It's a one-day reprieve.
Let's hope. Yeah. Get them out of the house.
All right. If you want to chime in, we got a bunch of people on hold. We'll take your calls next at 800-636-1067.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live from D.C. on 106.7 The Fan. You can watch us on NBC Sports Washington. We've got Todd Reirden, head coach of the Capitals, joining us coming up at 8 o'clock. They are 2-2 so far on their road
trip. When do they play again, Cakes?
They play Thursday night at Toronto.
How's Toronto?
They're pretty good, but they're the team that Alan May always is upset, saying that they believe they've won the Stanley Cup already.
All right, he doesn't like the fan base, right?
I think the fan base thinks if they beat the Caps,
Alan
they'll win the
May
Stanley
says
Cup.
Every time that they beat the Caps, they celebrate like it's a Stanley Cup championship.
And the fact is, they haven't won anything.
Which, by the way, they have not won a Stanley Cup since 1966.
They're just a very hyped team,
right?
They've got 76 points. But they lost to St. Louis last night. St. Louis won their 11th straight last night.
That's pretty good.
Pretty damn good. 11 straight wins for the Blues.
Prior to last season, I would never have felt comfortable chirping at a team for not having won a Stanley Cup, obviously, since 1966. But I feel like the Caps having won one can puff out the chest a little bit.
The Caps have
be a little
won
bit cocky.
Since 2018.
That's right.
Fellas, the Tampa Bay Lightning won their 7th straight last night. They are 46-11 with 4 overtime losses.
Oh, you mean the Tampa Bay Lightning that the Caps dispatched in
that
the playoffs
team
last season? That Tampa
team.
Bay Lightning?
And I hope they do it again. I'm just telling you, that's pretty damn impressive regular season. 46-11. That's stupid.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. Kind of want to update in the DMV on the road conditions.
All right, let's go to Mike in Rockville. Hey, Mike, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
What's going on, fellas? How you doing?
What's up,
how are you, Mike?
Doing good, man. Just out here, you know, I heard you guys when you first got on just saying that there was nobody listening. But I tell you what, there's always salt trucks and tow trucks out here. I'm in a tow truck right now.
Nice.
Waiting for the dummies that forgot their four-wheel drives.
Right, like Lurch.
Pull them out of the ditch.
Right.
Right.
How many calls do you think you'll get on a day like today?
I mean, as many calls as we can run, pretty much. I mean, in an eight-hour day, I'll probably run at least 10 to 13, probably.
Hey, when you pull somebody out of the ditch, do they end up tipping you? How does it work?
Man, they should, but typically the regular service, a lot of people tip. But when we pull somebody out of a ditch, the bill is usually hefty enough where they're just like, you know what,
they're
going to pass on the tipping.
Yeah, so, I hope I don't have to see you today.
Me too, Lurch, but I'll be looking for you.
All right, be safe out there, pal. Appreciate it, man.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Let's go to Tyler in Huntingtown. Tyler, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
What's up? How are the roads right now?
It's icy, man. It's not too bad yet, but it's going to get worse.
Yeah.
How fast are you going?
I'm actually going 65 right now. It's not that bad. Like, the roads have been treated pretty good.
Right.
But the farther I get up the road towards Marlow Heights, PG County, where I work, the worse it's going to get.
Mm-hmm. What do you do for a living that you have to be out there?
What's funny is that I actually am in the automotive collision industry. I work in the paint shop.
Right.
So all the accidents that happened today are good luck for me.
Right. Gotcha.
As long as I don't get one.
Right. Exactly.
All right,
I'm going to make Drab bitter and ask EB if he heard about the Kylie Jenner and Khloe Kardashian news.
Yes, I know that.
What
allegedly
happened?
Tristan Thompson was tagging or at least flirting heavily with Kylie's best friend, this Jordan chick. Who knows?
Family is so screwed up.
So screwed up.
Shocker.
I don't know if I believe it. We'll see.
He was apparently seen rubbing on her butt.
Yeah.
The patriarch became the matriarch. You think that's screwed up?
That family couldn't be more screwed up.
He's such an idiot, though. How dumb could you be if he really did that?
Well, what I had heard also is that they basically been broken up for a long time. So, who knows? You knew that relationship wasn't going to last. Is there any chance Tristan Thompson's just going to settle down?
Jason, our lives are better for not keeping up with
for
what's
not
going
knowing
on.
That?
Yeah, it's better.
So you're not keeping up with the Kardashians.
I do not.
Correct.
Can't believe you didn't even go that route.
I was thinking it, but I thought it was too hacky and too cheesy.
Let's go to our guy, Big John.
Speaking of hacky and cheesy.
Yes.
Speaking of,
hey, that's
perfect
not very
timing.
Nice.
Hey, Big John.
I know, that's usually for EB to bully him.
John calling in from Alabama.
Bad John.
John, are you listening on the radio.com app? Is that how you listen?
Absolutely. I'm listening right now in Alabama where it's raining. And I'm headed up north for a fantasy baseball draft on Saturday. So
I think I'm tired.
No.
You can do those online,
right,
by the way.
You're actually traveling across state lines for a fantasy baseball draft.
Well, we do them in person. And besides, my niece is getting her wisdom teeth removed, so I took the whole week off.
<He's> hilarious. I shot at Jason.
Hey, by the way, I heard you guys were killing me for actually scheduling the procedure.
It was more the dogs behind the glass.
I didn't even know that we had off Monday until Friday.
It's the Matt and Matt show over there.
They don't believe that for a second.
Oh, Matt Valdez.
Yes.
Drabby. I did not know we had off President's Day.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
Are you sure? Are you serious?
And by the way, we're killing 4 hours.
100% chance. Anyway, I did not know until you told me.
So you would have.
Anyway, I'll see you
and
guys.
And by the way, shut up, John. And by the way, the reason we scheduled for Friday is so she didn't miss that much school.
Okay, I get it. I get that.
That's the reason it was scheduled for Friday.
What about your wife?
What about her?
She is works from home, right?
if that's what you want to call it.
Right, I'm being nice,
if that's
right?
what you want to call
I'm
it.
I'm being nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Why couldn't he drive her to the doctor?
Well, she did.
What were you doing?
I wanted to be there for.
For wisdom teeth?
It's my daughter.
He's moral support.
When you guys take off for something for your kids, I don't give you guys crap.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, I guarantee you chimed in on it.
He was smiling.
It wasn't my theory.
Of course he was. Of course he was.
It wasn't my theory. It wasn't my theory.
Wait till you have kids.
It wasn't my theory.
I don't have kids, so I can do these kinds of things.
And you got to take off work for something stupid. All right. I'll make sure I let you know how dumb it is.
The problem is that years ago, Jason used to get caught for calling in sick and playing golf. So that has happened. That has happened in history.
All right. Well,
that always is lurking in the back of people's minds.
Well, okay.
And you are an expert.
Maybe I should bring my daughter in so you can see how she looks like a chipmunk.
You're an expert. I know the drill. At wraparound vacations.
Yes, but
you
those
study
are
study the schedule better than these anybody.
Guys, but hold on, those are vacation days.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
I didn't schedule the procedure
these
because it was a 3-day weekend.
There was a chance that you were in the Bahamas.
Oh.
Okay.
They didn't say that. Somebody else.
Well, there was
the reason it was scheduled for a Friday, so she only missed Friday because she had off Monday.
Understood. I'm actually back.
It's not because I could get
a
4-day weekend.
You also did sneak off
to the
Bahamas
recently,
and nobody knew about it.
Yeah, I don't want you guys to know what I'm doing.
Well, no, it's because he knows he owed us a bet on that.
He owes us money, which, by the way, is still waiting for.
Well, keep waiting.
You're going to be waiting a long time.
Keep waiting on that. But there's no chance I scheduled it on a Friday because I knew I had Monday off.
Look,
I didn't know I had President's Day off until Thursday when he told me.
It didn't occur to me, dude. It was their theory. I'm just sitting there listening.
All right.
That's why I hate them. It was Matt and I filling an entire segment by ourselves. I'm so sure.
Yeah.
It wasn't my idea.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Go listen to the tape.
We opened the show.
I know you guys jumped on the bandwagon.
It wasn't my theory.
Thanks. I know you jumped on it.
I don't think there was that much jumping off.
Oh, okay.
Right. I usually actually believe you when you take off. I don't really question you. Right.
Their whole theory is based on the premise.
I know. You know what? I flew down to Hilton Head for the weekend.
Their whole theory is based on the premise that you live your life studying the calendar and just plotting days off.
That is not true.
I said that there might have been a possibility that you rescheduled it for that day, knowing that Monday was off.
We're relitigating this whole thing. So it was that, and
now
they felt
just,
like...
You're just making stuff
why
up.
Why is Jason going when his wife can go?
Because I wanted to be there for her. That's why. I wanted to be with my daughter.
Personal choice.
She was nervous about it. I wanted to be there for her. That's all you guys need to know.
I didn't give you a hard time.
All right, I'm talking to you as a group.
Yeah, go listen to the tape.
It doesn't matter why I was there. I wanted to be there.
Yeah. I didn't give you a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, listen to the tape. You'll see. You'll see those boys over there. They got a million theories.
Right. The guys with no kids.
It's always just pushed on us. Jason, we are just having fun. I'm not trying to hurt your feelings.
I know that I'm sure the other guys were involved in the joning. I know they probably
just
were.
Just joning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you the truth.
I'm telling you the truth. If you don't want to believe
I'm telling
that's fine.
You the truth, too. I didn't bring it up.
There's no chance I looked at the calendar and go, hey, Madden, let's schedule your four wisdom teeth extraction for a four-day weekend so I can take Friday off.
Right.
Well, I don't think the oral surgeon works around my schedule.
You should have two during President's Day, then two during Memorial Day.
They wanted to do eight. I said, no, I'm not paying for eight. That would have been $5,000.
Why do they want to take out so many teeth?
Because she's got banged up wisdom teeth.
Crowded mouth.
How many wisdom teeth do people have?
Four.
So how could she have eight?
Sometimes
the back two like run into it, and it's the whole thing.
They were impacted.
Can I have your daughter's extra teeth and give them to my daughter who's missing teeth? Because I would like that.
Yeah, if you give me the $2,400, I already paid for it.
That's pretty pricey.
Yeah.
You don't think Cakes has better insurance? Daughter had the same procedure, paid $50. He paid $2,400.
I got a silly credit card. My son sent me a copy of the credit card refund, and I got a little bit of a chubber.
That's silly.
That's why he's rich.
Yep. All right, got to take a break. Phone number is 800-636 if you want to chime in. Remember, Todd Reardon, Caps head coach, joins us at 8 o'clock here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.